Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is On Air Daily News for Tuesday, December 20th, 2022. I'm Naima Latif. And today we join Dr. Willie Wilson, humanitarian and candidate for mayor of the city of Chicago, as he treats grocery store patrons to food coupons that will grant them free groceries. He traveled around the city of Chicago today, giving many a chance to supplement their groceries, and giving many a chance to ensure that they had a happy holiday weekend. He started out at Pete's Produce at 1543 East 87th in Chicago at 7 o'clock a.m. and also included the Pete's Produce at 1411 West 87th Street. Then he continued on at Cermak Little Village at 9 a.m. That's at 3311 West 26th Street. And then he went on to the Montrose Food Mart and Deli at 6601 West Irving Park Road. And from there, he went to the Shop and Save Market at 11 o'clock, and that was at 6312 North Nagel Avenue. He said that he was doing it as a humanitarian act, part of the Willie Wilson Foundation, and not a political act. Members of the media were invited to observe this event, and to their viewers know that this was happening around the city so that those who may need help could in fact come and perhaps receive a coupon. Dr. Wilson states that he's been doing this for a long time. It is not a new thing happening. It is definitely something that he has been doing for quite a while, even before his run for mayor of the city of Chicago. And it is something that he encourages others to do as well, particularly those who have been blessed with a measure of wealth and have something they can share. So Dr. Wilson is encouraging those who are able to reach out and to give, to be a humanitarian, and to remind many that there are those who are struggling this holiday season and could definitely use the help. With so many families being hit hard by not only the pandemic, but also, the economy that has slowed down and many jobs that have been eliminated as a result of the pandemic, there are so many who are in need. And so we're joining Dr. Willie Wilson
Irving Park Road
at
Chicago,
his location. And we're giving those who have had a chance to experience his generosity a voice to say thank you. Thank you to Dr. Wilson and his team who have been consistent in making sure that they cover many areas across the city, many different neighborhoods. This particular location is one that is prominent in the Polish community, 6601 West Irving Park Road. So let's join this special holiday giveaway.
Hello.
There were long lines of patrons waiting.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif with the Media Connection TV for on-air daily news, and we are here at the Montrose Food and Food Mart and Deli at 6601 West Irving Park Road in Chicago, where residents are going to have an opportunity to receive the benefits of Dr. Willie Wilson's generosity. He is, once again, paying for groceries for those who may need a little bit of help during this holiday season. He's making sure that families have enough to eat, and once again, showing what a humanitarian looks like, somebody who cares and somebody who shares. Continue more with Dr. Willie Wilson as he comes to help the families throughout Chicago. I'm Naima Latif with On Air Daily News.
And now we'll join Dr. Wilson and his press conference, which he gave inside the store, giving his explanation as to why this giveaway is important and how others can participate in a way to help and to be more sensitive to the needs of the people. And the owners join him in expressing gratitude that he chose their store for this.
Dr. Willie Wilson is on his way to address the media, and patrons of the Montrose Mart and Deli continue to come in and receive coupons for groceries.
And there are many who stood in line waiting for Dr. Wilson's arrival. Now he speaks to members of the press.
Take my place.
Patients began lining up early that morning to receive this gift from Dr. Wilson.
All right, everybody, it's a glorious day. What a great day God has created. I'm Richard Boykin, and I'm here on behalf of Dr. Willie Wilson and his foundation. Today we're at Montrose Deli, and he's given away along with Montrose Deli and about five other grocery stores, and tomorrow 20 gas stations, over $250,000 to help people in this season we call Christmas. So this is Dr. Willie Wilson's Christmas gift to people to help those who are struggling with high prices and high gas prices and inflation. We're also here with the owner of Montrose Deli as well, and I'm going to ask the owner to come forward. His name is Stanley. He'll tell you his name. But I'm going to ask him to say something about what this donations to Willie Wilson has made really means in this season we call Christmas.
Hi, everyone. This is Mr. Sani Urbania, and he's the owner of the Montrose Deli store. And my name is Anna Lipinski, and I'm the manager, the general manager for all the stores. We really appreciate that Dr. Willie Wilson picked up our store to do such a great thing. We're so close to Christmas. We really appreciate, and we see the need. We see that people really came here so early today to be here and to get the coupons. This shows us how much they need it. So we really appreciate. And at the store, at the Montrose Deli, we're really grateful that we could help you do such a nice thing. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Now, without further ado, I want to bring forward the man who really has made concerned about people and wants to make sure that people make it during the season. Dr. Willie Wilson.
Okay, guys. Thank the Lord for this amazing grace. Good night, Dr. Vanna. And I'm thinking of a gift. Hey, listen, let me thank your owner here for allowing us to have me here. Just so we have a bunch of here. There's, I believe, 4 or 5 more stores as well. This is Christmas coming up in another 4 or 5 days now. And we thought it'd be nice to do some Christmas gifts for the Chicago stores here, which is working on the $5.2 million that you already have said for this year. So we still have a little more of that to go yet. So we're going to pay until we give all that, complete that out, and plus more besides that as well. Of course, food prices are high, that same price is going down now. So, but what we decided to do was to select the food stores today to get the name tomorrow. There are some areas, particularly in the inner cities, where that don't have a lot of food stores, that nature. So we decided to get some these there, you know, instead of the food there, because they don't have there. They call it food desk there. And so we're proud to be able to do this and contain it to the working itself is here. But we also have our churches, other places that we got to go besides just food and the gasoline place as well. So it's nice to be able to give. Hope everybody have a Merry Christmas today and tomorrow and Sunday and a Happy New Year and beyond that as well. So I want to thank the news media for coming out. Regular TV station, you guys. Also, thank you to the police here as well. Stowe and those guys are coming to the shine light on this particular incident here because there's such a need to help the people in the community. All race, creed, or color, it really doesn't matter. So we just kind of give. So if you have any questions, you can ask them now. I know you want to ask a question. Understand that this is a foundation. We do not do anything for love on the foundation. If you want to ask a question off record of the foundation besides this year, then I'll step aside and be glad to answer the question.
Dr. Wilson, Dr. Lisa, you have businesses
that do business with Chicago? No. We never done business with Chicago. Or a state, never have. I think that's personal. I really think it's personal. I think that people ain't got no business going on this. No. See, that's a kind of about personal. They just doesn't have any business knowing it. Trust me, my taxes, anybody who pay much taxes that I pay, much money we get away, would be glad to show you that tax. If I didn't pay my taxes, credit, you know they'd been locked me up a long time. So, I'm wearing good shape. It's up to date. No care report or nothing like that. I just think personally, I think that's the only thing that I really have to say about that. It's just personal, and I just got a problem with making people knowing too much inside the business. You know? Outside, I'm not going to do it. I didn't do it last time. You know, but I can assure you this. Is that we give away a lot. We'll pay for this. Government, foundation, everything is in order. If something is not in order, it's part of my account, I think.
What's your
income tax? We don't have much to write off. I think it's about 39% or 40%, something like that. I'm not mistaken. But we don't have much to write off, you know, because we don't get the best. Well, we would just select the one in different neighborhoods, because we can cover all the different neighborhoods. Like the two on the south side, East, I'm just doing like Montana and things like that. They got those corporate. And so we don't want to do that kind of hassle, you know. We just collect them, man.
So these ones that are
first on, like, they're first on. Much more easy to do this. They make decisions themselves, you know, versus going through corporate situations. And another thing, too, when people are hungry, they ain't got time to be wasted, you know. And I like to put data to move. All right. So if there is no other question, I would give this young man this mic on me right here.
I don't see any other politician doing the same YouTube. Would you comment?
Well, we've been doing this here in, I believe in 1980s. It hasn't been public, but I think between 1980 up to now, around the country, plus overseas too, we've been giving away some like $70 to $80 million. All right, so I'm just not sorry, something like that. So, but we just like giving because we come from a poor background, and people had to give to us in order to be able to survive. And so we just look at all people as family. You know, and that's the way we contain it all. You're welcome. All right, Dana.
And that was Dr. Willie Wilson at the Montrose Food Mart at Deli at 6601. West Irving Park Road, explaining the fact that he has been giving away money and opportunities to people since 1980. It's not a new thing. He stated that although it has not been public, he has been doing it consistently. And he also answered questions regarding his taxes, stating that he believes that is private information. While elected officials have been asked to reveal their taxes to ensure that they are paying the right amount of taxes, Dr. Wilson points out that he gives away so much that it's clear that he most certainly must have his business in order. Obviously, a wealthy man, if it were not, he, as he points out, would have been challenged by the government a long time ago. Known to be a millionaire and philanthropist, he says he has given away upwards to $80 million since 1980, not just in America, but also abroad, as a sign of his gratitude for those who gave to him and his family during their hard times growing up as a child. His stand as a philanthropist has set a new standard for those who are seeking public office, even though he says he's doing this as part of the Dr. Willie Wilson Foundation and it's not a politically connected event. He is highlighting the fact that those who have means and want to earn the public trust should be demonstrating a way of thinking that will be reflective in how they treat the citizens if they are elected to public office. Being one who is giving away money, Dr. Wilson has often made the point there are too many people who are struggling and homeless and without basic necessities, and those who are in public office should be more sensitive to the needs of their constituents. Many of the procedures for addressing people who are in need, Dr. Wilson has often pointed out, are lacking in sensitivity, such as the way the homeless people are allowed to sleep on concrete in the cold rather than to be allowed into some kind of shelter, and many buildings that are empty and not inhabited. So what better way can one who is seeking to be elected show that they are sensitive to the people, but to do it as a private citizen and to make a statement? As he has said, we are all family. Today in the news, there are opportunities for people to take advantage of some of the sales that are being promoted as a result of this holiday buying season. However, it is also a time for people to remember there are many who are not able to participate in this buying season. So those who are having sales are encouraging philanthropic outreach for people who are inclined to perhaps buy necessities for the homeless, such as hats, gloves, and other necessities that can make a difference when it comes to survival in the cold. For those who are inclined, they can seek out some of the ways to purchase items that can be distributed to the homeless in their various locations across the city. Hats, gloves, and scarves, and even blankets can perhaps be purchased and donated. And there are organizations that are specifically seeking to help the homeless. You can go to the higherlearningnetwork.org and donate money for heaters and other items that would be in great need during this winter season. Today in Springfield, it's announced that the Family Bereavement Leave Act will go into effect on January 1st, 2023, expanding unpaid leave rights for employees across the state. As the new year approaches, employees should be aware of the new requirements under the act, even that has seen a number of transitions affecting families. And the Family Bereavement Act, known as FBLA, is an amendment to the Child Bereavement Leave Act, CBLA, that expands leave time requirements to cover pregnancy loss, failed adoptions, or surrogacy agreements, unsuccessful reproductive procedures, and other diagnoses or events negatively impacting pregnancy or fertility. The FBLA also requires employers to provide leave time after the loss of family members covered by the CBLA, including spouses, domestic partners, siblings, grandparents, and step-parents. Employees may take up to 2 weeks or 10 working days of unpaid leave time for any of the events covered by the FBLA to grieve, to attend a funeral, or to make arrangements necessitated by the death of the family member. Employers may require reasonable documentation to certify that an employee requesting FBLA leave experienced an event covered by the Act, but employees are not required to identify the specific event that qualifies them for the leave. Reasonable documentation includes death certificates, published obituary, and documentation from an adoption or surrogacy organization. A bereavement leave form is available on the department's website that may be used as reasonable documentation. Workers who experience the death of a loved one or other kinds of loss, such as a miscarriage or a failed adoption, should be able to grieve without the fear of losing their job, said Illinois Department of Labor Acting Director Jane Flanagan. She added, the Family Bereavement Act ensures that those workers will be afforded time off. Family and Medical Leave Act, FMLA, are subject to the FBLA. And that was the report from Springfield regarding the expanded leave rights that will take effect January 1, 2023. It is an indication that there is an expanded understanding of the needs of emotional and mental health relating to the passing of a loved one or other life event that can create emotional distress. And for more information, the contact is Paul Ciccini, Illinois.gov. That's paul.ciccini at Illinois.gov. That's all for today. Thank you for listening to On Air Daily News. Join us again tomorrow, 1 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Eastern, for news in and around where you live, around the nation, and around the world. I'm Naima Latif for On Air Daily News. Enjoy the rest of your day.